Godwin, I would like to talk about Kaduna, because you did a lot of things. You create a collective for your films, and this is an important city for you, Kaduna.
Yes, Kaduna is a very important city for me as a person. It's where I was born and raised, so for the most part of my life I only know Kaduna. It's where I learned to experiment with art. It's everything to me. Kaduna is home. Yeah, it's a very important place because I have all of my family there, from my maternal side and of course from my dad's side of the family. Everybody's in Kaduna, so that's where I call home.
Yeah. Okay, and culturally, this is a particular city for Nigeria, because Nigeria is there are a lot of cultures in Nigeria. So,
I am a product of the Middle Belt and the western part of the country. My dad is from the middle part of the country. It's a state called Nasarawa State. And my mom's from Ondo State.
Mm-hmm.
They met in Kaduna. And that was where, you know, they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where I was born. And, you know, everything else happened.
Okay, so you started by filming, by cinema, by I would say, pictures instead of sounds. Can you talk about that? About that first access to art was through cinema, through pictures.
Definitely. I mean, at the point where we started making films, that is me and my brothers, it did not really occur to us that it was art in any sense or form. We were just really doing it because it was very fun to do. And so we had access to one of the parents' phones. It was a smartphone, so it shot, you know, manageable quality. So we would sneak out with it and go make, you know, a video of, you know, our choice. We have a random idea, and then we try to, you know, just film it around the city. So long before we really had a sort of explanation for what we were doing, we just really enjoyed doing it. So, and that started in Kaduna. That is me and four of my other brothers. I like to call them my brothers, but the relationship is a very interesting and complicated one, because, okay, how do I explain this? So I'm Godwin. I have a brother, his name is Victor. He's a part of the collective. And then I have three other, I call them my cousins, but they're not my cousins because they're supposed to be cousins to my mother.
Yeah.
But I'm older than them, so I just call them my
cousins. They're African cousins.
Yeah. So we together, we make up the collective. It's called the Critics Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you got awarded for that, for the film. When was it? I read this. You got an award, no? I saw this. Critics Company. You got a prize in Kaduna, no?
We did get certain prizes that are like associated with the collective. An example is there was a smartphone film festival, which is one of the first awards we ever won. So it was a sorrow feeling. It was happening in Lagos.
Was it?
Ooh, 2019, thereabout.
Okay.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were attracted by science fiction, by, how would you say, fiction?
Yeah.
Why?
We were young, really young kids. The thing is that as of that time, this is far back, 2012, the only kind of movies we had in Nigeria were terribly made romantic films.
Yes, and Nollywood.
Our parents were really addicted to those kind of films. Like, they really loved it. But we on the other hand, we were a younger generation. We've been exposed to Hollywood blockbusters. So it was something that we really wanted to create. So it's interesting because our, you know, what connected us was the fact that we did not like the Nollywood as of then, and we really liked Hollywood movies. So that was a kind of like an icebreaker for the relationship I built with my brothers. And from then henceforth, we tried a lot of things. We tried being a comedy group. We tried being a music group, all which failed.
When did you start to be a music group?
Oh, for one day. It only lasted one day. We tried singing together, and I realized how terrible our voices sound together. So we said, no, it's not possible. We make music together. But with the comedy group, once we realized that we had this thing in common for films, we decided we were going to start a comedy group that would concentrate on criticizing the Nollywood film industry. So we show how terrible they are with our comedy skits. But we realized that our comedy skits were not so funny. So we decided to stop being comedians. And then we made a decision to fix or to create the kind of art or movies we would like to see in Nigeria. So that was really what built, you know, the story.
The fact that you tried comedy, you were making films, and that's influenced a lot of you work on stage, or when you perform on stage, the way you organize your shows, maybe, no?
Yeah.
And your video clips, of course, as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah, film is a very big influence to everything I do. And more so recently, it feels like one thing to me, I don't know how to best explain this, but when I do music, it's always very visual for me. In the sense that there is always a story that I'm trying to tell. And the aim is that at the end of the day, before I leave the studio, I'm able to see the music in the lyrics, if that makes any sense. Like when I hear the songs, I should be able to see what, you know, visions or images I was seeing before the song even came to life. So basically that's it works really hand in hand. And, you know, it's a new age where artists need to make a lot of things to get, you know.
Let's talk about the lyrics before talking about music. No, for example, tell me more about Road to Nirvana.
As a song or as a body of work?
As the lyrics and the choice of the lyrics in you four tracks, because you have got Proud of You and Now and Ile.
Yeah, so it's a... We made an additional song, and it became a 5-track EP with a final song titled Where the Angels Are. And the project, Road to Nirvana, was really created from a place of grief. Yeah, I had just lost my mom in 2017, and I needed a sort of a channel to... let go of what I was feeling, and music felt like the best. And from that period, I decided I was going to make a musical project, because it's been a dream of mine to do that. So it's really a project about grief, because it's a lost boy who doesn't know what to do. But at the end of the day, it's also a project that depicts the human journey. You know, every day we wake up, one day closer to our deaths. You know, it's a journey to peace, as most people would have it, a journey to heaven. Road to Nirvana just talks about heaven. That's really it, a place of peace, no suffering, because as of that time, that was what I felt like I needed. I needed to be at a place where there was not pain. So that was what inspired it.
Okay, so you choose mainly, or I would say soul and R&B to express to express your feelings?
So far, so good. I would say the music has been really inspired by just the voice and an instrument that does not take over the voice in a sense. And the closest to that would be a piano. So I play the piano. And I got really addicted to always just hearing myself and the piano. So far, so good, yes. It has really great elements of R&B and soul, because growing up, I listened to a lot of music, even music that I should not be listening to.
Have you got reference in soul music?
Yeah.
Other artists from America, I suppose?
No? Yeah, Aretha Franklin, my dad had a collection. Lavisifre, sent a whole bunch of beautiful records. And as I was this young, and I was already singing to those kind of songs, so I think he did something to my voice. And that was really how I learned how to sing as well. But at this point, especially with a future project, there's just I feel at peace to fuse every single kind of music that inspires me, because at the end of the day, the aim is to make good music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you're a bit part, I would say, different from the Nigerian scene, the main Nigerian scene today, like Davido or all the artists. How would you define yourself in that Nigerian scene?
Oh, I like this question because it's one that always comes up.
Uh-huh.
In an interesting fact, Nigeria is very large in terms of population and even art-wise. It's really beautiful to see Afrobeats, which is what is called the genre,
mm-hmm.
as a movement, going really high. It's like I said, it's a beautiful time for African music.
Mm-hmm.
But in the depths of African music, there's several people doing something different from Afrobeats as well. Yeah, African artists inspired by soul music,
mm-hmm.
African artists inspired by jazz music. So
exactly,
there's a whole village that covers it at the end of the day. And I'm personally very happy. I listen to a lot of Afrobeat music. It inspires some of my music, so I'm happy to see it going. But I like to think of my music as just good music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would leave the categorizing to the people who listen to it.
Yes, but I remember I talked with Made Kuti a few months ago.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, she did this double album with Femi. And he said, I'm a bit apart. I'm far from the main big commercial scene of Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I've got my own audience. I've got, and I don't want to be part of this. I want to be different. And I met Brian Gain as well, with Jazzman, maybe you know him. He's different. He made a jazz festival in Lagos.
Yeah.
And these people are very different from the main scene that were exported. Like I said, all these musicians. Would you say your audience is different? Have you been performing a lot since you started music, or?
Yeah, I've done quite a few performances. I would not say a lot, but I've done quite a few performances. And the beautiful thing, I think, in my opinion, about music is the fact that once it's real, once it's genuine, and once it's music that your soul needs to hear, it doesn't matter the kind of music you like, you fall in love with it. And I've experimented this with my brothers. For instance, I have a lot of brothers, and they all have really weird taste in music. One purely listens to trap. I don't know if you're familiar with trap music.
Yes.
So everyone is always trap. But and my brothers are very critical people. So if I make something and I take it to them, if it's good to them, then I feel like it's gonna be good to a good amount of people that get to see it. So when I played them the music, it's not traditionally what they would listen to. But I saw the feedback and how it touched them and everything. So I feel like the music just has to be good at the end of the day. I am very confident that if the music gets to who it needs to get to, it will do what it needs, you know, to do. And my music is not, I try my best to not write. It's not a poetic, it's not structured in a way where it's I'm trying to be, It's just human words, like things we all feel. And so I feel like everybody could relate to that in a sense. Yeah.